Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Hey ladies, welcome to another episode of The Laundry Hour. My name is Jamie Williams, and I am so happy that you are here today. I hope that you are having a wonderful day. I hope that if this is nap time for you, if you are actually doing this while you are folding laundry or driving or cooking dinner, whatever you're doing, I truly hope and pray that the grace of the Lord is just resting on you. If there is something going on in your heart, in your mind, in your life, I just pray that the Lord would give you wisdom and peace and grace. Truly to just cover those areas and give you just a fresh hope for newness, for life, and for joy. I wanted to say that just to start the episode today, because I think it's important to realize that we are all real people going through real stuff and sometimes need encouragement. And I truly hope that this episode is encouraging to you. So if you have been with me for just a week, if this is your first time, or if you've been with me since the beginning, I'm so glad to have you. And I hope that as we talk about loving our children, this would also just give you fresh motivation to continue doing the beautiful work that God has called you to do. So last week, we started this Loving Your Children series by talking about how teaching our children how to fear the Lord is the most important thing we can do. And we can do that through our role as parents in their life. We can do that as an example of being a godly wife in front of them. We can also do that by holding the Bible high. All of those things will model, teach, tell, and show our children that God has a high position. He has all authority, and we are going to respect Him and submit to Him and fear Him with our lives as individuals, but as a family. And I wanted to talk today. It's going to sound kind of funny because I obviously said that fearing the Lord is the most important thing we can teach them, but what I'm going to say now is like the most important thing we can teach them, but they go hand in hand. So I have this, I want to say it's a theory, but I truly believe that it's like God just revealing to me truth in His word about why life has just not gone well for a lot of people. When you look at scripture, you can see a complete decline when the book of Judges begins. And I believe the Lord has hidden a gem for us in Judges 2:10, where it says, "And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that He had done for Israel." Few books before, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, the Lord commands parents, "You shall teach them diligently to your children," them being the commands that He told them. "And you shall talk about them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." I feel like that is obviously a parent charge, but like as stay-at-home moms, that is our charge. When you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you take them on walks, when you go to the park, when you go to the grocery store, when you lie down, when you put them to bed, when you give them baths, when you rise, when you're cooking breakfast, when you're, if you're homeschooling, when you're homeschooling, when you're getting them dressed, all of those things we do all day, every day, as mundane, as monotonous as it may seem, we have our charge given to us in Deuteronomy 6:7. Teach them, teach these commands diligently to your children and talk about them while you do everything. And why do I put these verses together? So if God commanded this in Deuteronomy. And then in Judges, we see that they did not listen to that command because another generation grew up that didn't know the Lord or what he had done. That means that the parents did not talk about him all the time and what he did and who he was. And we know what happens right after that in Judges. Israel disobeys and they begin to go through this cycle legitimately of foolishness. If you have never read Judges, prepare yourself. It is not a great book in the sense of happy story of exciting things. They disobey the Lord. They get into captivity. Then they cry out to the Lord. The Lord is wonderfully gracious and merciful. He sends them a judge or a warrior to set them free, and then they're free, and then they sin again. And it's literally a cycle over and over again, over and over again. Literally over and over again. And it's because people grew up and did not know who the Lord was. And they didn't know what he had done for them. The most important thing we can do, along with teaching our children to fear God, to respect him, is to teach them who he is. To teach them what he has done. And to teach them what he has commanded. So, teach our children who God is. Teach our children what God has done for us, like as a human race, as a specific family. And then teach them what God has commanded us as a group of human beings and as a family. Excuse me. So, teaching our children who God is. The best way that we can learn about who God is through his word. He gave us everything we need to know who he is. Does that mean we won't have questions? No. Does that mean he has perfectly laid out every answer to everything and he has revealed all there is to know about him? No. But he has revealed all that we need to know about him in his word. He tells us that he is the creator. He tells us that he is all-knowing. He tells us that he has steadfast love, that he's gracious, that he's merciful, that he's abounding in that steadfast love, that he's slow to anger. He tells us that he is one. There's one God, that there is no one like him. He tells us that he will deliver his people, that he makes promises, that he keeps them. He tells us all of these things about himself. And we can read his word and learn about who he is. And then we can see what he's done and how he's created us, what he's done and how he has set people free, how he has chosen the Israelites for himself, how that all leads to Jesus, and how Jesus makes it possible for us who are Gentiles. I don't know if you're a Gentile, but I am. Makes it possible for us to be a part and grafted in to his family, a part of his body, a part of the church, where we can be saved and known and loved. And then he's commanded us to love him and to love others and to make disciples. He's commanded us to seek his kingdom, to carry our crosses. These are the things that we need to teach our children, so that another generation does not arise that doesn't know the Lord and doesn't know what he's done and doesn't know what he's commanded. All three of those things are found in God's word. Who he is, what he's done, and what he's commanded. Knowing God's word is probably the most important thing we can do as parents to prepare ourselves for parenthood. For motherhood, knowing God's word, so that we can teach them who he is, so that we can teach them what he's done, and so that we can teach them what he's commanded. Now, knowing God's word and like, oh yeah, I've read the Bible before. That's good and that's important. Knowing God's word in the sense of, oh yeah, I have a few scriptures memorized. I understand the history and the context. Also very good and important. Oh yeah, I know God's word. I grew up in church. I listen to sermons all the time. So I know what this pastor said about this verse and about this chapter. So yeah, I know what it means. I think what we need to do is truly study God's word and study how to study God's word, like how to read it, how to apply it, how to rightly divide and dissect it, because like I said, we won't have all of our questions answered. So sometimes reading and studying God's word brings up more questions than it does answers. And then if you look and ask people, then that might also bring up more questions because not everybody agrees on what they believe the Bible is saying. So what do you do? Do you not read the Bible? Absolutely not. Do you not study? Absolutely not. You study with the Holy Spirit. I am so grateful that God has given us the Holy Spirit, because in times where I feel overwhelmed or things are chaotic or I just get confused by differing interpretations or opinions on things, I can trust that the Holy Spirit will keep me. Will keep me when I don't have an answer for something, but will keep me when I am pursuing Him and I trust that He won't let me fall. There was a moment in my walk with Jesus back in college where it was a crazy situation. It involved a boy, it involved our church, it involved a lot. But the point of me sharing this is I came to a crossroads where I was like, God, how is it that there are these people around me that I looked up to as strong pillars, strong believers, and I feel like they are drifting away from you or are like just messing up? Like, I'm just confused. And I was like, what prevents me from falling away? If they can fall away, I can fall away. And God said, I do. I am what prevents you from falling away. I am the one that keeps you. And that gives me so much confidence when like Ephesians 4 says, so that we're not tossed to and fro by every wave of doctrine. I am given so much confidence in Jude 1, 24 and 25, where it says that the Lord will keep me. He will keep me. Not I will keep me, because I can't keep myself. The harder I try to keep myself, or the harder I try to keep my life, like Jesus says in Matthew, I will lose it. But if I entrust my life and myself to the Lord, He will keep me. He will guide me. He will lead me like a perfect shepherd, like a perfect Holy Spirit counselor that will lead me and guide me. And that just gives me confidence. So I say all of that to say, as you seek to study God's word and as you seek to understand who He is, what He's done, and what He's commanded us, I pray that you would do so with a humility, that you would do so with grace, that you would do so with discernment also, that you would do so with a security in the fact that God will keep you. Like, I am grateful that He says that those who seek me with all of their heart, they will find me. So, if our goal in our study of Scripture is to find God, we will find Him. If your goal is to find knowledge, if your goal is to find yourself right, if your goal is to find I don't know other things, then you may find them, but in the process, you might lose God. Just saying. But if your goal is to find God, you will find him. If you pursue him with all of your heart. So, I am speaking to the woman who might be a little scared about Bible study. But now to the woman who is like, psh, I know how to study the Bible. I'm good. This is great. Fantastic. I also want to speak to you in a place of humility and just to say, like, we don't know everything. We don't. And I have been studying the Bible since my freshman year of college, and I am very, very grateful for all that I've learned. But as I continue to study, I realize there are things that I don't know and I don't understand, and I get confused, and I have questions, and that's okay. I think when we come humbly before the Lord, that's when we find him the most. When we come humbly before his word, because if we come pridefully, again, we can miss him. And if we miss him for ourselves, it's also possible that we can miss him for our children. And I don't want us to miss him for ourselves, and I really don't want us to miss him for our children. So my hope and prayer is that we would take this episode and humbly come before God's word and study it to know who he is for ourselves, to know what he's done for ourselves, and to know what he's commanded for ourselves, so that we can walk in those things, but also so that we would know them so that we can teach our children. Yeah? Can I pray over you? Father, I thank you so much. You have given us a very, very high call. You have entrusted your children to us to raise, to know you, to fear you, and to love you. Lord, our deepest prayer right now is that you would help us to know you, fear you, and love you. And that as we walk in relationship with you, that we would share that with our children, that they would see it, that they would see the authenticity, that they would see the humility, that they would see our sincerity, our love for you, and it would cause them to question and wonder and search and want to seek you for themselves. Lord, we see your charge very clear, the stay-at-home mom charge in Deuteronomy 6:7, as your command to us as parents, as mothers. Help us to do it, God. Fill us with your spirit, that we may be your witnesses to the little ones that you've given us in your home, in our home. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I truly would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, tune in next week, because we're going to talk more about how to love your children. And I'm really excited about it. And who knows, next week we'll probably talk about another thing that I think is the most important thing that we should do. Yes, until then, I will leave with you 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus rest on you and your families. I love you.